From KUYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Environmental groups are cheering a settlement with Entergy Arkansas that will involve closing two coal-fired power plants. KUYR's Michael Hiblin has details.
Arkansas Sierra Club Director Glenn Hooks says the plants violate the Federal Clean Air Act by pumping high levels of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen into the air.
We filed a suit, what's called a new source review suit, alleging some significant air pollution violations by Entergy. We've reached a settlement in that suit, and that's the result here today. We're going to have two big coal plants shut down over the next few years, a big gas plant shut down, and a lot of new renewable energy here in the state of Arkansas.
The White Bluff plant in Jefferson County will halt operations by 2028, and the Independence plant in Independence County will be closed by 2030. Both lack modern emission controls. The company will also shut down its Lake Catherine natural gas plant by 2027. Kurt Castleberry, Director of Resource Planning and Market Operations for Entergy Arkansas, says they'll focus on cleaner technology.
We will be looking at all technologies that are available to us to replace those resources. And the beauty about one of the things that's important about this settlement agreement is it provides us a clear path to do that. We got time to make that transition and move into other technologies, perhaps renewables, perhaps other distributed resources, even highly efficient natural gas.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.